You're listening to the Personal Growth Magazine podcast with your host, Daryl Daughtry.
Hello, friend. I'm Daryl Daughtry. I'm the publisher of Personal Growth Magazine and this podcast. We keep things brief, and we feature audio articles centered around personal development and self-improvement. I'm also a multi-certified coach and a trainer of professional coaches all around the world. These connections give me inside access to information and innovation that I pass along to you each and every week. In today's audio article, we're going to reveal the world's number one addiction. You heard me right. The world's number one addiction. Now, isn't it ironic that your brain says it wants to get rid of problems, but it also finds identity in them? This is very common with most people. In fact, it's the number one addiction in the world today. So, here's this week's audio article with an insightful look at this just for you. Addiction is a frustrating thing where you know something is bad for you, but you also don't want to let it go. This is how your brain is with your problems. It doesn't want the problems, but it becomes insecure at the very thought of letting them go. If you aren't regularly thinking about your problems, you begin to feel strangely, well, insecure. You ever notice that? It's very natural for your brain to see a problem and want to come up with a solution. In fact, your brain is programmed to eagerly chase after a solution. It's kind of like throwing a ball for a dog to fetch. But even though you're anxious to go after the solution, you still want it to be kind of easy. In fact, if it isn't within easy reach, your first response is almost always to say, "Well, I don't know." A common occurrence in your brain is its tendency to attach self-identity to a problem. So losing that problem is like losing part of your identity. And this sense of loss causes you to want to keep the problem around. And then you find yourself recreating it subconsciously in one form or another in order not to lose that part of your identity. Now, I'm quite sure you've seen people who have abusive relationships, problems with their health, they're unemployed, who negatively create an identity around their problems. And even though they talk about being free from their problems, they seem to base everything around their problem-based identity. There are different levels of problem-addicted people, but all of us are guilty in our own way. Unfortunately, people tend to focus on what's wrong versus what's right in the world and in their life. They dwell on what's missing, what's lacking, and what's broken. Most of us are never obsessed about what's going right or what we're thankful for. I want to challenge you to consciously be aware when your brain is attempting to create an identity out of a problem. If you find yourself in the habit of complaining, blaming, and venting about your problems, it's a symptom of your brain's attachment to the problem-based identity it's created. Believe it or not, your brain will even make you feel guilty about not obsessing on your problems. Why? It's because ruminating about your troubles has become a lifelong habit, and habits have some sort of payoff that you think that you need. Addiction to problem-based thinking is difficult to reverse. The more you're aware of this state, however, the easier it is for you to detect it and stop reinforcing it. In simple terms, the best way to get rid of darkness is to turn on some light. So prepare positive affirmations to counter your stinky thinking. Wake up every morning and remind yourself of what you're grateful for in your life. And guess what? After a while, you will begin to create healthy thinking habits that create a new identity that will serve you much better. I'll be right back after this message with the number one person holding you back.
Come visit us at personalgrowthmagazine.com. As our name implies, we're all about accelerating your personal growth and development. Through our relationship with over 1,000 life coaches from almost 50 countries around the world, we bring you fresh content each week that is instantly usable and very easy to understand. Featuring written articles and online videos, we explore relevant topics such as mindset, productivity, purpose, money, health, and personal relationships. We even curate videos by folks like Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Brendan Burchard, and Dr. Oz. There really is something for everyone at personalgrowthmagazine.com, and we're open 24/7. We also offer online video courses on subjects like motivation, confidence, goal setting, and life's little obstacles. So come get motivated and inspired, and you might even learn a thing or two while you're at it. Join us now at personalgrowthmagazine.com.
Do you feel stuck in any area of your life? Do you feel that regardless of how hard you try, things never seem to change? Have you had this one dream in your life that somehow always escapes your grasp? Do you believe that you're capable of something more, but you feel mediocre? Do you feel like you're just another face in the crowd and not living up to your fullest potential? Well, if any of these questions apply to you, welcome to the club. All of us at some point feel those things. And unfortunately, we get stuck because we don't face one of the harshest realities we can ever become aware of. What is it? I'm talking about the person that's holding you back. That's right. There is a person in this world who is preventing you from being completely happy, fulfilled, effective, and powerful. This person constantly gets in the way when it comes to any form of success in your life. It doesn't matter whether it's your relationships, your finances, education, or even your career. If this person is right there when you're just about to have a milestone, they usually drag you back, hold you down, and keep you miserable and frustrated. Do you know who that person is? You're probably upset right now. You probably want to give that person a piece of your mind. You probably might even want to beat that person up. Believe me, I understand where you're coming from. But here's the problem. The person is you. Yes, Y-O-U. The only person in this world who can force you to live a life of mediocrity, struggle, frustration, and fear spells his or her name this way. Y-O-U. You. There's nobody else to blame. I'm Daryl Daughtry for PersonalGrowthMagazine.com.